That's
Blatt's one.
Blatt, Joe, Calf is blatting. I guess it's just a name, you understand,
sure.
For a sound.
Name for sound. We'll ask a couple of these while I'm at it. How about the noise that the cow makes at feeding time?
Well, a moo, cow, see, that's the way, just the way she moves.
Okay.
In fact, you get down on your all fours in a minute.
Well, if I get to call in here, that'll be fun. That's coming right up. You want to call the cows here in a minute. During feeding time, the horse makes what kind of a sound?
Whinnies, that is, it's kind of a noise with tongue wave, grunts away.
And you say winner, and he says whinny.
Whinny, because is it, you call it whinny?
Whinny, and I think you said winner.
I did.
Uh-huh. So you would...
I would say wintering.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Probably
but
both.
I maybe, I don't know if there is such a word.
Oh,
I remember.
I hear this one often.
Uh-huh.
Winner and whinny. Both of them. I got them both down. Now, what do you call the hen that's trying to hatch her eggs?
The setting hen.
And the place where you keep the hens overnight?
The chicken house, the roost.
Hen
the
house.
Chicken house.
Oh, chicken house or hen house?
Hen house, so yes. Feed them
now, how about the container that you, the crate you put them in to take them to market?
Well, you call that a chicken crate.
You ever have a coop, chicken
coop?
What's that, the crate or the house?
Yeah, well, they call it a chicken coop, but it's a crate thing, you know, just made of slats.
You know what how I thought it was distinguished was I thought that when we had a setting hen, why she was put in a chicken coop, you know, just by herself. That's what I thought of chicken coop.
Yeah.
Well,
a hen house is a chicken coop where
yeah,
I'm from.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But we shut them off.
Well,
for themselves.
Yeah,
well, there ain't
yes,
any kind
but
of
nowadays, why they have long nests, right? All each hen for its own nest, isn't that right?
Well, yes.
I've seen
that
pictures.
Is
that's all I know.
Individual nests. That's right.
Okay. And when children are eating chicken, they like to get a certain bone.
Drumstick.
Or another kind that can...
Wishbone.
Wishbone.
And do you have a term for the insides that you can eat of a pig or a calf? They butcher it and you eat a certain inside.
Liver.
But do you have a word that includes liver, heart, and all these things? It's sort of a term, general term for the whole business? They were called harslet or chitlins?
Well, it could be.
Well,
but,
of course, we know it could, but we never heard it.
No,
we never done too much of that kind of butchering, so...
Okay. And when you hear the cows begin to make some noise, you say, it looks like it's about...
milking time.
Is that the same as chore time?
Yeah, chore time, too.
Feeding time?
Feeding time.
Fodder time? No.
Really, milking time, I would say. They always cried. I always thought that
yeah,
their
well,
milk
that's
was
right.
So
and
heavy.
Feeding
that
time
were...
or milking time, they, mm-hmm. they know when they want to be milked, too, you know.
Sure. Now, the call that you make to the cows to get them in from pasture, just pretend you're out in the pasture and you want to call the cows in. How would you call them? Just give me
come
a...
Come on. They call as loud as you could, and sometimes they'll start, and again they wouldn't.
Okay, and the call that you make to the cows to get them, make them stand still when you're milking them?
So, I think was the word that we used.
So,
Bossy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about you're going to call calves? Any special way you'd call them?
No, I think we, there wasn't any special calf call that I know.
Okay. And how about to make the team go left or right?